You can watch the Racing.com trial show Wednesday nights on free-to-air 7-8 or Foxtel 529 or head to Racing.com for more trial information.
Time to get the latest in the world of harness racing with Mick Guerin. And, gee, it's been an interesting week and a bit of a sad week with the loss of Shaker Maker. But this deal, which has been done in New South Wales by the New South Wales Trotting Club, or Menangle, could be something that maybe the thoroughbreds might look at in the future. It's an ingenious way to get a good stallion to stand in your state. And Mick Guerin's got all the news. How are you, Mick?
Mate, well, thanks, Mickey. It's an amazing deal. Not many things in harness racing genuinely surprise me, and I just didn't see this coming at all. Club Menangle, for those who don't know, have bought the Southern Hemisphere breeding rights to Lazarus, who there's no certainties who will make it as a stallion, but Lazarus will make it as a stallion. He's just bred to. He's a wonderful horse. He's already got an outstanding book of horses in North America, including a couple of world champions. So they've brought his breeding rights, and they'll stand him at Yerribee Pacing Stud, which is a minor business deal. He's got to stand somewhere, obviously. He can't stand at Club Menangle. But the club's basically done the deal for two reasons. They think they can make money out of it, and I've seen the contract, Michael. I'll be stunned if they don't make money out of it. I can't see any possible way they don't make money out of this, so it's good for the industry. There'll be the naysayers, but harness racing's full of naysayers, Michael. That's just how life works. The second part is, him standing in New South Wales is going to reinvigorate their industry, rather than in 5 years' time them having a lot of horses by stallions who aren't maybe that commercial, because let's not forget, you know, these horses, these foals are going to be eligible for all their local breeding series and all their local racing opportunities. They might have 500, 700, 800 Lazarus horses racing there. Well, if he turns out to be as good a stallion as I expect him to be, if he turns out to be a middle-of-the-road stallion, it's going to take their breed forward. I applaud Club Menangle for doing it. Some people will hate the idea, but Michael, when you bring any stallion in from any part of the world, there's going to be some bloke who didn't get part of the action who's going to get on the phone and say, what about this? It won't cross with this mare, and what about this? It won't cross with that. But those people don't tend to be people who end up with champion stallions.
Is this something that you think we might see more of in the future?
I think harness racing institutions, clubs, boards, all that sort of stuff, buying into the action, whether it's via syndication or whatever, to stimulate markets, is something they need to look at. Obviously, you need a big balance sheet. And Club Menangle got that because they sold Harold Park all those years ago, so they put the money to play with. They're indicating they may not think of it too often, but the bottom line is, if it works and it's an income stream for them, how's it any different to buying a pub? If you buy a pub and it makes money, then wouldn't you buy another pub? Now, some people are going to see a conflict of interest where there's going to be other sponsors aren't going to be happy with them, but that's all just gobbledygook. In the stud world, almost every stallion who comes in, one stud buys two shares and it off another stud to keep the game going and to get their mares covered, and just in case the horse turns out to be any good. So studs, while they are against each other, have been working together for years. As I said, it's been a really interesting experiment this week, Michael, to look at the machinations of it and to look at the actual numbers, which I've seen. And
what kind of numbers are we talking about?
I would guess, Michael, that it might be $2 million for the Southern Hemisphere breeding rights, but how it would work is this. You get all that money back, so you get to keep all the service fees outside of expenses, you know, for 2 or 3 years until your initial investment is back. Then, for the life of the horse, you get 40% of all service fees, minus expenses. Mm. So if you get your money back in, say, 2 or 3 years, not to mention the fact that the horse would be tax-deductible under the breeding, they would be in New Zealand, I presume it's tax-deductible in Australia when you buy a stallion, and then you get 40% forever. Now, the horse is only 7 years old. He might stand us up for 13 years. They might get 10 years of having had their money back and 40% of anything, which could potentially be, I'll make the numbers easy for people at home, 200 mares a year at $10,000, that's $2 million. 40% of that's $800,000. But if someone had offered me this deal personally, me, Michael, I would have put a syndicate together and bought the horse. It just made total and utter sense to me. I think it's really smart. As I said, there's going to be some naysayers, Michael, but that's one of the things holding harness racing back, is the inability of people who have been in the system for too long to look at innovation and look at it for what it is, not the fact that they don't like this person or they don't like that person.
It's an intriguing deal, and you're not kidding anyone. You wouldn't need to put a syndicate together for that type of deal. We had the sad news of Shaker Baker.
You know what? If the numbers stack up, it's like someone saying to you, there's a pub down the road worth $5 million. You can have it for $1 million. You'd soon find five mates you want to put in $200,000.
Sad news, and I want to talk about this weekend and get your tips as well. But before we do, just a word on Shaker Baker.
Well, he's a wonderful horse. A wonderful era in harness racing. Of course, he won the Intermediate in 2000, back when I think you were the producer on in the gig. And fair to say, the damage post-race meetings tended to be worse than the damage at the race meetings back in those days. Wonderful era. He raced in the Christian Cullen Courage Under Fire era. It was a wonderful winter division. A lot of money was put at the stakes back then. He wasn't the best horse we've ever seen. He was probably slightly one-dimensional in the fact that he wasn't that tough early in his career. But he was just a wonderful story. Beautiful-looking horse. John Justice was a popular guy. He still is, but, you know, very popular guy to have a good horse. It was just a cool time in harness racing. I'll be honest, I'm not like some other people who think it's a tragedy when a horse dies. When a horse dies when he's 23,
he's had a good
pretty
life.
Darn good life. So he was a great horse, and he was part of those great stories in an era of harness racing, which is going to be hard to replicate. That Into Dominion saw him. Christian Cullen was in it, but he didn't make it all the way through. Courage Under Fire and Lyle Creek on the trotting side. It really was a golden time for harness racing. So, yep. Sorry about the old boy passing away, but as I said, he would have had a pretty darn good life.
Got some good racing this weekend. Have you got a winner for us as well, Mick?
Look, I tell you what, the All Cashed Up, his win at Melton last week was staggering in the last race on the card. It was as good as one as you'd see at a harness racing track, albeit against not much opposition. He goes to the New South Wales Trotting Derby on Saturday night at Menangle. He's a really good card at Melton too. He's 2.6. I mark him $1.80. These horses aren't very good. And the big track and the extra distance tends to mean the best horses win. The way he went the other day, they can sit last and loop them and win. So All Cashed Up at 2.6. I think he's about almost double the profit margin you should be getting. I marked him an 80% profit margin for your dollar, $1.80. You're getting 2.6, which is obviously 160%. So All Cashed Up, New South Wales Trotters Derby, Saturday night, bet of the weekend. There's also the APG finals, which Jillaby Nitro should win. The boys won Albion Park on Saturday night, Michael. And, of course, Melton has a bumper program with Berasari and Tell Me Tales head-to-head in the Mayor's race. So there's plenty going on this weekend. But get on All Cashed Up now, because the 2.6 is a gift.
Good on you, Mick. We love your tips and we love your info. We'll speak next week.
Look forward to it, bud.
Mick Guerin giving us all the latest in the world of harness. We're out of time. Got to go to the 10 o'clock news. We will be back tomorrow, though, from 8:30. And it is a huge Friday form focus, looking at the Group 1 in South Australia, the Group 1 up in Doomben, and, of course, the local meeting at Caulfield. Until then, back plenty of winners.